Think about it. As a yearly tax break, $400 breaks down to less than $1.10 a day. You heard me. Less than $1.10 a day. My advice to parents was to stretch that windfall by putting the kid in a box and shipping him off to one of those Sally Struthers countries, where $1.10 could really do some damage. Sure, the conditions may have been a little questionable, but at least those precious little ones could have had all the dried milk they could choke down. Instead of that tax cut, I thought the government should have initiated a public works project. In other words, pay people to build something. You see, when you employ people, they get money. And then they spend that money, and that stimulates the economy. There were, and still are, so many choices, so many places that could have used a boost. Take, for instance, Mississippi. That's a state truly in need. Be honest. Have you ever heard anyone say, "Son of a bitch, I've got 2 weeks vacation coming, and I can't wait to see Biloxi"? I rest my case. So all the government needed to do was to send someone down there with a bag full of money, have him get off the plane, and let him walk in any direction, and he would have found a place to use it. And all he had to do was build a big fucking thing. It didn't matter what it was, as long as it was big and it was a fucking thing. And then, when it was done, everybody would have gotten excited and said, "Honey, pack up the kids. We're going to go see the big fucking thing." Before you knew it, the big fucking thing restaurant, the big fucking thing hotel and casino, and the big fucking thing spa all would have sprung up around it. And then, because all of these people would have flocked to see the big fucking thing, the economy would have grown. It's not so hard to figure out, which is why I am thinking of running for something. Nothing local, of course. I need to run for a big fucking thing.